Megan Thee Stallion shot a cameo in a Marvel series. The Weeknd announces a second show in Toronto. And Weird, the Al Yankovic Story trailer debuts ahead of Toronto premiere. It's Tuesday, August 30th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Megan Thee Stallion will appear in an upcoming episode of She-Hulk Attorney at Law. It was announced on Monday. The 27-year-old rap star shot a cameo last summer for the streaming series, which stars Canada's Tatiana Maslany in the titular role. Megan Thee Stallion appears in an episode in which lawyer Augustus Pugliese represents a man who's being catfished by someone pretending to be her. The first two episodes of She-Hulk were added to Disney Plus in August, and the remaining five will be rolled out between September 1st and October 13th. The rapper appeared in a recent episode of the series P-Valley, available in Canada on Crave, and will make her big screen debut on the forthcoming comedy Effing Identical Twins. The Weeknd announced on Monday that he's adding a second show in Toronto in September. "I'm coming back with a vengeance," the hometown superstar declared on social media. "Greatest show on earth gets a second night at Rogers Centre." The Weeknd promised information on tickets soon. The singer is scheduled to perform at Rogers Centre on September 22nd, the rescheduled date for his July 8th concert that had to be scrapped due to Rogers' service outage. It would be the first show on the Weeknd's After Hours Till Dawn tour, which instead kicked off in Philadelphia on July 14th. The only other Canadian date was August 23rd at Vancouver's BC Place. The Weeknd will wrap up the US leg on September 3rd and then take a break before the pair of Toronto shows. The singer, who hadn't performed in Canada since 2017, was also going to play Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Montreal when he announced the After Hours tour in February 2020. 3 months later, he shared the news that his tour is being pushed forward a year due to the pandemic, but in February 2021, the tour was postponed again. Then, in October 2021, fans found out the Weeknd was pulling the plug on the After Hours tour. "Due to the constraints of arenas and the demand for more shows, I want to do something bigger and special for you, which requires stadiums," read a message on social media. The Weeknd announced the current After Hours Till Dawn tour in early March. A new trailer has premiered for Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, ahead of the biopic's world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival on September 8th. The trailer includes clips of Yankovic parodies like My Bologna and I Love Rocky Road. In one scene, Yankovic asks Madonna if her song Like a Virgin, which he turned into Like a Surgeon, is autobiographical. "Yes," she replies, "except for the fact that I've had a lot of sex." Although Daniel Radcliffe portrays the titular musician, Yankovic, 62, appears as a record company executive opposite Will Forte. The trailer suggests the movie, directed by Eric Apple, comes with a message. "All I want to say is be as weird as you want to be," Yankovic says while accepting an award. "You will never find true happiness until you can accept who you are." Earlier this month, Yankovic said he was looking forward to being in Toronto for the premiere of Weird, the Al Yankovic Story at the Royal Alexandra Theatre. "Oh man," he tweeted, "I can't wait to see this thing on a big screen in front of a live audience." When the project was announced in January, Yankovic said in a release, "When my last movie UHF came out in 1989, I made a solemn vow to my fans that I would release a major motion picture every 33 years like clockwork. I'm very happy to say we're on schedule, and I'm absolutely thrilled that Daniel Radcliffe will be portraying me in the film. I have no doubt whatsoever that this is the role future generations will remember him for." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.